Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stoller from Beholding His Glory. And yes, again, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, more this week as we continue to look at the vine, the one and only. There is no other vine than Jesus Christ, who is our life. Now, last week as I was closing, I asked everyone to meditate and pray and even search the scriptures to consider this statement, and that is, God has never based the life of Christ upon us. Let me say that again. God has never, ever based the life of Christ upon us. Now, if you find verses in the Bible that, that base the life of Christ on us, please give me a call and share the verses with me, because I don't know. I don't think it's there. My friend, nowhere in the Bible does God base the life of Christ on us. Let me say that again. Nowhere in the Bible does God base the life of Christ on us. If you think so, my friend, then you are in error and you are deceived, because the life of Christ is based on Christ. Wow. The life of Christ is based on Christ. And Christ's life as told in the Bible, not in some low budget movie or some online music production or some Easter cantata or whatever. Oh no. The Bible is to be the one and only source that we learn about Christ from through the Spirit of God and His glorious message of salvation. Anything else other than the Bible is not of God. Wow, let me say that again. It's not of God. If not, it will be all about us. It will be all about us and what we can do for God. Sing and dance for God. We'll work for God. Preach for God. You know, clothe and feed the poor for God. Oh no, my friend. God does not want us working for Him to be the basis of our relationship with Him. He wants to form Christ in us. Wow, that's His master goal, His plan, to form Christ in us. Galatians 4:19. My friends, we are to step out of ourselves and leave ourselves alone long enough to put our dependency for life upon Him. And keep it there. Keep it there. We are to realize that all that we have, you know, allowed to hinder us in Christ to this point in our life is only death. He is our life. You know, most of our problems arise from trying to take hold of ourselves, of our natural man, of our religious flesh, and you know, trying to make that all be the source of our life. Or if we know that Christ is our life, then we think that this means that God is going to somehow enhance us to make us into a spiritual specimen that we ought to be. But no, my friend, God is not trying, you know, to make Christ to, you know, do something for us, but rather He is telling us to lose our life so that Christ might be seen. Let me say that again. God is telling us through His Word, telling us to lose our life so that Christ might be seen. Herein is the divine spiritual truth that has become almost totally lost in Christendom today. Christians think that God wants them to look like Jesus and act like Jesus. So we try to develop His character. We continually monitor ourselves to see how we must measure up to Christ. You know, we even keep score and beat ourselves up when we do not measure up. And when we think that we have measured up inwardly, You know, something that, you know, that kind of resembles Christ. Oh my gosh, we think we have done something. But no, my friend, no. All of this, both sides, is error. And in some cases, or willfully deceiving somebody for personal gain or control. Just tune in to YouTube and all the other, you know, online apostate religious trash out there. My friend, In the Bible, God has never asked us to be like Jesus. Let me say that again. Nowhere in the Bible God has ever asked us to be like Jesus. Nor has God ever intended us to look or act like Jesus. God wants Christ to be seen in and through us. Let me say that again. God wants Christ to be seen in and through us to the world. That's right, to the world. Yet this means that we must be crucified now. Not physically crucified, but spiritually. We must be spiritually crucified with Christ. This is what Paul was talking about in Galatians. What a wonderful verse here in Galatians 2:20. Paul writes, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me." Wow, let me say that again. "Not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the one and only." There is no other faith of the Son of God. How much effort does a branch put forth in order to bear fruit? Well, no effort at all. The branch simply abides in or is a part of the vine, and by being attached or affixed to the vine, fruit just happens. Wow. Wow, fruit just happens. Well, so too with us. This is what a real relationship with Jesus Christ looks like. No trying to bear fruit, no struggling to bear fruit, no working to bear fruit. Just abide in Him and draw from Him. Jesus the vine, by faith. Our salvation is by faith, and so is our fruitfulness. Let me say that again. Our salvation, actually all of our spiritual maturity, is by faith also. But our salvation is by faith, and so is our fruitfulness. Then Jesus will be seen through us. And the strange part is that we may not even realize it, for we have left ourselves alone. You know, someone always says that the truly humble do not know that they are humble. It is like that. Abide in Christ and fruit will happen. But that fruit will not be made of our flesh. It will be Christ being made manifest through our mortal bodies. If we abide in Christ, areas of our life, areas of sin and coming short of the glory of God, will just fall away. No striving, no working, no trying to be good enough. Just abide in the vine and things will simply fall away. If you are truly abiding in the vine. People say, "I'm in Christ, but nothing has changed in my life." Well, guess what, my friend? You are not in Christ. You may be in religion, but not in Christ. You may be in your self-effort and personal development, but not in Christ. You may be trying to work yourself into sanctification, but guess what, my friend? You are not in Christ. My friend, if you are trying and trying for something in God, stop it. Let me say that again. If you're trying and trying and trying and striving for something in God, just stop it. Just stop it. Leave yourself alone. And Christ will take it from there. Wow. Leave yourself alone and Christ will take it from there. The more we leave ourselves alone, the more we will see Christ working in our life. That's right. The more we leave ourselves alone, the more we will see Christ working in our life. Oh, it sounds so easy. Well, guess what? It is, my friend. It is that easy. You know, sometimes in our lives, doing nothing is the hardest thing we will ever do, especially if we're a person who likes to be where the action is. Just like a tomato growing on a vine, receive of the life of that, you know, that flow from the vine, and you will grow and ripen into maturity. You will grow and you will ripen into a fruitful person. You will grow and you will mature into something that God can use to change other lives. Amen. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you're understanding this message, message of the vine, and how that Christ is the vine, the only vine, the one and only vine. There is none other vine in the world than Christ. If you if you have any questions, please feel free to give us a call. Read John chapter 15. Give us a call. We could talk about it. This is a critical message. Most Christians have no idea about the flow of God in their life. And it's something that, that we could talk about. God bless. 910-382-9287. And we would love to talk to you and get your thoughts. So God bless. Talk to you all next week. Amen.